Okay, Shalom Uvracha to all. Welcome back. Shalom Uvracha and Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shemir Salashan class learning. We will begin with the Tfil Al Hadibur. Ribbono Sha'olam, Yiratzum Afanecha, Racham Vechanun. Shetezekeni Hayom, Ovechol Yom, Lishmar Pilu, Shani Milashin Harachilis. Ezarim Ledabar Fila Ishiachid. Vekosh Kena Kaisa, Olachelek Mehem. Koshkin Misraim Amidosov Shal Kosh Barhu, Azam Dabra de Vishekar Hanufa Mecholkas Kas Gaivo Nastraim Habanas Panamitsans Vichaldiba Asr. Is a king shall dabar kim dabar tsuichinani goofy vinafshi, we call Masaiva Dibura the Shem Shamayim, Amen Va Amen. As always, we are learning the Zechanishmas on the Ulunishmas of Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoel V'chana Lavasham. We are davening that the Neshama should have his chus Ali and Zechira Latov and the merit of these Divrei Torah and our Avodas Hashem in this Inyan that we will share, as well as an Ali and Neshama and Zechira Latov for Zev Wolf Ben Yeshaya Alav Hashalom. The Neshama should have an Ali Latova and the merit of our Divrei Torah, and well, as well, with your permission, for our Refuah Shleima for Baruch Avigai, Basracha Gutta, Basach Shar Chalei Yisrael. Also, I didn't ask the sponsor, but she is extremely generous and very gracious. So I hope, in the past, whenever I've asked her, she always says, of course, there is a child in the community upcoming who is having a very serious surgery this week. I am in touch from time to time with his mother. He is in need of a tremendous refuah shalema. So it is our tefillah and our hope that this year should also be his chos for the refuah shalema for Shmuel Lipa, Ben Ruth Tamima, Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. Kosh Baruch should guide the doctor's hands for a successful surgery and a complete refuah b'karov mamash. So let us get right into our learning. We are in the middle of learning the Masha Chachma, Meir Simcha Koy Midivin, Secher Tzadik Levracha. Last week we spoke about, no, not last week, we didn't meet last week in this class, but anyway, last time we spoke about how the Arba Lashonos Geula are connected, different inyanim. It's actually very relevant. This week's Parshas, Parshas Shmos, we begin the Shibud Mitzrayim, and in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, in the beginning of Parak Vav in Shmos, we have the Arba Lashonos Geula, and we spoke about how last time the different Lashonos Geula correspond to different merits of Kal Yisrael and the merit of not speaking Lashon Hara, V'Yitzalti Eschem, we were saved from Egypt. So we are going to be doing another piece right now of the Mashal Chachma as well, and that is in Sefer Devarim with the Inyan of going to war. But first, I'm going to screen share the Pesukim with you. And once again, the Mashal Chachma is very much focused on how the outcome of the battle. The outcome of the battle is dependent upon Lashon Hara. This is, of course, so relevant to our day and age because Rechmana Letzlan, since October the 7th, the infamous day of October 7th, the holy day of Simchas Torah, we have been thrust into a terrible melchama, melchama l'Hashem. And everyone must do their part. Of course, we continue to daven fervently for the soldiers on the front lines. Hashem Yishmar Aleim, Hinei Lo Yonu V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. But every single one of us must be doing our part to ensure that there will be a very successful and speedy positive outcome and restoration of Shalom L'Artzenu U'la Amenu. And if one of us holds back one dibra of Lashon Hara, perhaps we can turn the tide of the war for Tova, Bracha, Yeshua, Nechama for all of Klai. So let us look at the Pesukim in Parshas Ki Teitzei. We are nowhere near that. In Parshas HaShavua, the Torah is timeless and always relevant. Let's look at the Pesukim in Parshas Ki Teitzei that deal with going out to war. I prepared it right here for you. I'm just coming back to screen share with you. Okay. Here we go. Okay, could you see that I'm in Devarim 23? Parachav Gimel, yes. Okay, very good. Okay, so the Pesukim tell us here, where you said you could see on my screen, this is Devarim Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yod. Okay, Kiseisei Machana al Oivecha, when a camp goes out against your enemy, so when you, the camp of Israel, goes out against your enemy, Vinishmarta Mikol Davar Ra. You should be on guard, you should watch from every bad matter. Now, Mashiach Chacham is going to expand this. I'm just giving you a little heads up. Vinishmartam Shmira Mikol Davara Dibura. When you are going out to war against your enemy, what do you have to do? You have to make sure you know your position, your line, you have your battle gear, your armaments, your formation, your commanders, you know what else you need to have? You need to have a shmira, you call dibura. That's what the Mesher Chachma is going to expand upon. That's what we are going to be learning. I'm going to screen share inside with you the Mesher Chachma. So right away, we see here that right now, we as a camp, hopefully we're all united, have gone out, Rachman and son, against our enemies. The enemy came and attacked us. And then the Pesukim continue, Pasuk Gid Aleph, Perichov Gimel Devarim, Ki Yebecha Ish, Asher Lo Yeh Tahar, when you have amongst you a man who is not pure, Mikra Laila, he had an emission at night, V'yat, so he's now impure from a male emission, so what happens to happen? V'yat Zal Michutz L'machana, he has to go outside the camp, Lo Yava Al Tocha Machana, he cannot come into the camp, V'hayi Lefnos Erev, and it will be when it is towards evening, Yerchatz B'mayim, and once he immerses, he washes with water, V'kavol Hashem, and once the sun sets, he mounts again into the camp. Furthermore, another inyan of when you go to war, remember we spoke about this, how does it translate it? You shall have a place outside the camp, and you shall go there outside. This is speaking about when the soldier has to relieve himself. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes amongst the camp, the Machane Yisrael is holy, you cannot have someone who needs to relieve himself, who needs to use the facilities inside the camp. So he should have a prepared spot outside the camp, and he should go there outside. V'yaseh tiyalecha al az necha, and you should have a shovel, a spade upon you, in addition to your weaponry. Aznayim are tools of war, but we already learned, and we quoted it multiple times, that on this pasuk, the Gemara says, this is referring to your ears. You should have a spokes for your ears. The Gemara says you can turn your earlobe inside to plug your ear when you hear Lashon Hara, or put your fingers as spokes in your ear. So clearly, this passage is dealing with in a deep war, in addition to going out to actual war. You should have a shovel or a spade upon you with your armaments. It will be when you use the bathroom outside. You should dig. You should dig with it, you shall go back and cover your excrement. So when the soldier has to go to war, it should go to the bathroom, it should be done outside the camp. However, this is also an allusion to you should be able to plug your ears, either with your earlobes or your fingers as spokes, says the Gemara. Why does your camp have to be so holy? Why can't you have any impure, unclean man or inside your camp? Because Hashem, your God, goes amongst your camp to save you. It should be immediately to put your enemies before you. And therefore your camp must be holy. And no uncovering of the matter, no nakedness of matter should be before you. And then therefore he will not see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should not see a shameful thing and turn away from behind you. Once again, Erev Hasdavar can be seen as an allusion to speech, nakedness of speech. There should not be uncovering of speech. And then Chas V'Sham, Hashem will turn away from you. This is the series of psukim. So we right away see V'Nishmartim called Davar Ra. You have to have Shmiras Hadibur. You should guard yourself from speaking any bad word. Furthermore, you should know when to plug your ears. That's what the Gemara says, either with your earlobes or with your fingers as spokes. I think also that this is also a reference, this idea of going to the bathroom outside the camp, digging and covering up your excrement. I think that this is also an allusion to speech in a person. I was just reading Rabbi Victor Miller. Oh, it's on the other bookcase. I'm not going to go get it. It's Parshas Vayigash, but he's talking about relationships, and he's talking about how a person has to know in the home how to hold his mouth, how to close his mouth. He says, if you need to say something to your spouse, and you shouldn't really say, and you're trying to hold back, it shouldn't cause machokas, it's negative words. He says, go to the bathroom, flush the toilet, turn on the water, and say to Hashem. Don't reveal your words out loud that don't need to be said. So here you have the same idea. You need to say something negative, go outside the camp, take a shovel or a spade, and cover up any dirty matter, any words that should not be said. Furthermore, v'lo yebecha ervas davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not see amongst your camp ervas davar, any nakedness, any revelation when it comes to dibur that should not be said. V'shav me'acharecha, chas v'sham, he will turn away from you. Okay, so now that we have seen the psukim, now we are going to go. I'm going to do the new screen share, and I'm now going to screen share the Mesher Chachma to these psukim. Let me just come back and find you and find the piece. It's right here, I believe. Can you see that it says the Mesher Chachma Parshas Kiseitze. Yes? Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Okay, so now let us get into the Mesha Chachma now that we saw the Psukim. Okay? Menasha Chachma is commenting on Kiseitze, Chav Gimel Yod, and the subsequent Psukim like we've seen. For this, I want to get my pointer. Okay. I don't know how it chooses the colors. I don't know how the pointer colors get chosen. I don't know. V'nishmartim v'kaldavar matches my ticha. It's green. Okay. V'nishmartim v'kaldavar ra. Lo rachok lomar shekavanas ha-pasuk shelo legalos mistorin shel ha-melchama. It is not far-fetched to say that the intention of the verse is that you should not reveal the secrets of battle. Now we're going to be doing the footnotes of Rav Kuberman in order to be able to understand and learn through the Mesha Chachma. But Nishmartim Mikol Davar Ra, says the Mesha Chachma, this must mean that when you go out as a camp against your enemy, it is not far-fetched to say you should not reveal the secrets of war. Says the glosses right here, Peirush Hamila Davar Dibur. What the Mesha Chachma is saying is that the interpretation of the word Nishmartim Mikol Davar Ra is Shmiras HaDibur. Dibur, upeirish hamila davar dibur. You should guard your speech, says the Mesha Chachma. You should not reveal the secrets of battle. You shouldn't be an informer. You shouldn't go tell the other side what the Jewish army is about to do. You shouldn't go and spill any secrets of war. V'shelo l'saper orcham v'rivam l'shum ish. And that the, now I'm going to go to the footnote and see what this is talking about. But you should not reveal the ways that they are going to go to war and their plans to go to war to any person. Let's look. What does Orcham the Rivam mean? Vishalo the Saper Orcham the Rivam the Shum Ish. Let's go down here. Footnote number 2. Milashana Kasuv B'Tehillim. From the language of the Tehillim. Kuf Lamed Tes Gimel 139:3. So that's the Lashon of the Kasuv and Tehillim. Okay. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Orcha V'Rivi Zeresa. The chol drachai hiskanta orcha v'rivi. This is the phrase where the Mesha Chachma bases the verse on. This pasuk means my going about and my lying down, you encompassed my sefers here. I'm just screen sharing with you about my actual sefers here. Okay, my going about and my lying down, you encompassed, and you are accustomed to all my ways. My going about and my laying down, you encompassed, and you are accustomed to all my ways. The Radak says on this pasuk, Orchi hu mahalchi bayom. Orchi is my going about by day. V'rivi hu shichvi b'layla. Rivi is laying down at night. Kishu rovets b'mitaso, when he is crouched upon his bed. Matargamin batir bats. Okay. So what is this? Archi v'rivi. Archi is my going about during the day. Rivi is my laying down at night. So now let's go back to the Mesha Chachma. V'shelo v'saper archan v'rivam v'shemish. There should not be any informers from Israel who tell about the Israelite camp, the Jewish army. They're going about during the day, or they're laying down at night. You shouldn't tell it to any person. Don't tell them where they're camped for the night. Don't tell them where the soldiers' tents are. Don't tell them where they're taking a rest. Don't tell the plans for the day. Don't go about revealing the secrets of the Jewish army to the enemy. Not they're going about by day, and not they're resting at night. Adam, let's min hamachane. Shema yasigu sonehim v'yamaltu mipiv tachanosam. And from here we learn that we should not allow any person to leave from the Israelite camp, lest the enemy catches him. And if the enemy catches him, perhaps under duress, what will happen? He will reveal their place of encampment. What is tachanosam? So the footnote. 3. Makom chanusam, klomar pratim ba'alei mashmu'u tzva'i. He will go and he will reveal the details of the army. So you have to be very careful that no one actually leaves the camp. Why? Because if somebody actually leaves the camp, he might reveal all the details of the army, of their encampment. So once again, I'm going to stop the screen share to do a different screen share. We're going to take a break from Mesha Chachma already for a minute. So let's review what we already have. We started in Devarim, Parachov Gamel Psukim Yud through Tesvav. It is different mitzvos that have to do with going out to war. You should be on guard from every bad thing. If a man has an emission at night, the Mesha Chachma is going to tie that into these Psukim. He shall leave the camp because he is impure. Once he immerses in water, and the sun sets, he can come back to the camp. Another halacha is that a soldier must have a shovel or a spade. If he has to use the bathroom, he has to go outside the camp. He has to cover up his excrement, and then he can come back to the camp. Hashem, your God, goes amongst your camp to keep it holy, and he should not see amongst you any ervas davar, uncovering or nakedness of the matter or the word, and Hashem chas v'shalom will turn away from the camp. Okay, that's where we started. Now, the Mesher Chachma tells us it is not far-fetched to say that the intention of this pasuk is you should not reveal the secrets of war, and you should not tell to the enemy they're going about by day or they're laying down at night to any man. And therefore, we say that it is we should not give any person permission, any soldier, whether he's a soldier or support staff in the army, no one should be allowed to leave the camp, lest the enemy catch up with him. The enemy catch him, and what will happen? He will reveal with his mouth their place of encampment. When I was preparing this, not the first time, not the second time, but the third or the fourth time, I always prepare too much. So that means most of the material gets prepared 2, 3, or 4 times. Okay. So when I was re-preparing for the shir, once again, this is at least the third time I was preparing this Mesher Chachma, if not the fourth, something occurred to me that never occurred to me before, which is just a reminder why you can never say, I already chazer this, I don't have to chazer. Again, it's not true, because there's always insights you didn't put together the first, second, or third time that might be revealed to you the fourth time. This reminded me of an inyan from the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Beis. Okay, so now we're going to go to the Gemara, which I also have prepared for you. Right here. Coming back to screen share with you. So we know where we're holding. Devarim, Parakhov Gimel, Kiseitsei, Machana Alevecha, Yud, through Tesvav, the beginning of the Mesher Chachma, which clearly teaches us that these psukim are referring to not revealing secrets, Vinishmarta Mikol Dibur Ra. Okay, now let us go to the Gemara. And the last thing we learned is that you have to be very careful if somebody leaves the camp, because if somebody leaves the camp, it might happen to be that the enemy will catch them. And whether it's under torture or duress or a threat of death, what might happen? What might happen is that the secrets will be revealed. So therefore, don't let anybody leave the camp. Okay. This reminded me of the Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Beis, about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son hiding in the cave. You will see why. However, I was very surprised when I was preparing this to go a little bit back in the Gemara, Mamish Sach Hashkacha, one of these crazy Hashkacha stories. Okay? I was wanted to refer to a part of the Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says to his son, we have to go hide in a cave because the Romans might capture mother and she will reveal our hiding place. So for whatever reason, the fourth time I was going through this Meshachach, this Gemara came into my head. It didn't come into my head the first, second, or third time, but it's mamish an example. The Mesher Chachma says that nobody should be leaving the camp because the enemy might catch them and they might reveal the secrets of their place of encampment, meaning the Israelite place of encampment. Reminded me of the Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis and Maseches Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son are hiding in the Beis Medrash, but after a certain amount of time, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says to his son, you know, we actually have to leave the Beis Medrash. Mother used to bring them food every day, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Nash women's minds are light upon them. Rabbi Zevlov has a beautiful pshat. I'm not getting into a gavaldic explanation. It's not an insult to women at all. No one take umbrage with this. Torah min ha-shamayim hi. However, the point, the reason I thought of it is because Rishon Bar Yochai says to his son, we have to go hide, because mother might be captured by the Romans and she will reveal our hiding place. That's exactly what the Mesher Chacham is speaking about. Don't let anybody leave the camp. In a time of Melchama, it was a time of war with the Romans. Post-Churban Bayu Shemdi, the Romans are looking for the Talmid Chachamim. They don't want anyone teaching to her. Mother knows where we're hiding. She brings us food and water every day. She might tell them, we have to hide somewhere else. Fine, that's what it was reminding me of. Meanwhile, when I went to look up the Gemara, I went a little bit back. Preceding the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, I never went back before. I couldn't believe it. The Gemara is talking about Lashon Hara. The piece of the Gemara immediately preceding the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is about Lashon Hara. I was stunned. I didn't know that. Do you understand? I didn't know that. I'm learning this piece of the Mesher Chachma for the fourth time to teach it to you. All of a sudden, for the fourth time, comes into my head that, you know what? A dugma of this is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says to his son, Nashim Da'atein Kalos Olem, we better go hide, lest they capture mother. She's going to reveal her hiding place. I said, oh, perfect example. So I go to get the Gemara. I look up the Gemara. I said, let me go back a little bit and see what the Gemara is speaking about right before the Gemara is talking about Lashon Hara. Right before his incident. Mind blowing. For this alone, Dayenu is worth it to come to Shir. Don't worry. There's really Gemara. Okay, so now we see the Gemara is speaking about Askara. The Talmidim, if you remember, of Rabbi Akiva, Maseches Yevamos 62b, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died from Askara. Mipneshel and Ahagu Kavod Zelazer. What is Askara? Askara is particularly dehumanizing. This is the footnote to the article Gemara from Maseches Yevamos 62b, because it blocks the victim's power of speech. They didn't show honor to one another on the most basic level. Psha, I'm not getting into other interpretations right now. They didn't show honor to one another. Therefore, the primary way you show honor to another person is through your speech. Since they didn't give kavod to one another, their power of speech was blocked. Askara is an inflammation of the throat, the vocal cords, the esophagus, the whole place where speech happens, because it's a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara. So I couldn't believe it. Mamash, I couldn't believe it, that this is what the Gemara is speaking. Go see how excited I am. I had no idea. Really, I had no idea. I did not know that the piece of Gemara, immediately preceding the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is speaking about Dibur, speech, and Lashon Hara. I was really, really shocked. Okay, so you see here, the last thing, the Gemara has a whole interpretation of what, let me get my pointer. What is the cause of Askara? All different causes. But the Gemara concludes that one of the causes of Askara is Lashon Hara. Right? So you see that from here. Shema Mina, you learn from here. Af al Lashon Hara. I did not know that this was in the Gemara right before the story of Shem Rabbi Achai. I really didn't know. Do you understand? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I think you could see I'm very excited. I didn't know. Let's go. So the Gemara says, watch this. The Gemara is talking about speech. And someone who is too quick to speak, and how it brings the enemy into our camp. That's exactly what the Meshech Chacham is speaking about. I have no idea that this was in Gemara Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Beis. Okay, Va'amar Karo Rosh Klamed Dabrim B'chol Makam. Rabbi Yehuda, in the Braisa of Brav, is introduced as Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. Rabbi Yehuda is known as the one who speaks first in every place. Sometimes it's not so good. A Talmid Chacham has to know when to hold his mouth. You shouldn't always, the Pirkei Avos speaks about the mindset of a Talmid Chacham. We're not taking a break from the Devarim, from the Meshech Chachma, from the Gemara to go to Pirkei Avos. But the Mishnah speaks about a person does not speak before anyone who is greater than him, and he is not so quick to answer. However, Rabbi Yehuda is known as Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who speaks first in every place. The Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. The Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabehu. So now the Gemara tells you an incident. How did it come to be that Rabbi Yehuda is known as Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam? He was always the first. He was quick to jump in. He always had the first word to say. It's not so good. You should first listen to what the Gedolim say, and what the Rabbanim say, and what the Torah says, and what the Halacha is. You should try and be quiet, and you shouldn't be first to rush with your opinion. How did Rabbi Yehuda become known as Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam? So the Gemara tells us an incident. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Obviously my Gemara is here, and I'm just using this for the purpose of screen share. I'm going to be quoting some art school footnotes for you as well. It happened that this group of colleagues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, were sitting together. The Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabiu. Oh, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting next to them. Now, the art school footnote says, why is he known as Yehuda ben Gerim? This Yehuda ben Gerim. Oh, why? Because Rashi says, art school footnote, he was named this because he was the son of Gerim. Literally, he was Yehuda ben Gerim. He was literally the son of converts. Okay, so he's sitting with them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar. Rabbi Yehuda opened. Remember, he's the Rosh HaMedabrim, and the Gemara has explained to us how he becomes known as the Rosh HaMedabrim. And what the Gemara immediately speaks of right before this is that Askara is a disease that comes about because of Lashon Hara. Fine. Now we have an example of someone who's quick to speak, and this group of colleagues are sitting together, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh HaMedabrim, B'chol Makam, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and sitting with them is Yehuda ben Gerim. But you don't understand how I could not believe that this Gemara, this piece of Gemara that we're going through now, I never learned it before. It's totally new. I went to look up the Gemara because of the story of Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, because he says to his son, Nashin Da'atei and Kala, so then we have to go hide. Mother will be captured by the Romans, and she will reveal her hiding place. I thought, wow, that's a perfect example of what the Meshech Chacham is speaking about. You're going to see what the Gemara here is speaking about. It's unbelievable. This is an exact illustration of what the Meshech Chacham is speaking about, how Dibur can be so dangerous and lead to the enemy coming upon us. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar, Rabbi Yehuda opened and said, Kama na'im ma'aseyen sho'umezu. He started to praise the Romans. Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makam. He says, how pleasant, how beautiful, how wonderful are the Romans now. This time, the Romans were ruling over Eretz Yisrael. Tiknu Shavakim. They established shukim, a shuk, shavakim, plural of shuk is shavakim. They established marketplaces, art school foot. Now, They have performed careful urban planning. They set up cities in such a way that marketplaces are conveniently situated and well laid out. So this Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh Medaber B'chol Makom, starts to praise the Romans. Is it really such a praise that they took over Eretz Yisrael? That they are in control, that they're going to start killing the Asaruge Machus, that they start to outlaw Torah? He says, how wonderful are the Romans. They set up all Shukim, Shavakim, plural of Shukim, Shavakim. They set up Shavakim B'chol Makom. Tiknu Gesharim. One second. They established bridges, Geshar Tzar Me'od. They established bridges over waterways. Tiknu merchatzos. Not only that, they established bathhouses. Wow, the Romans are amazing, says Rabbi Yehuda. How pleasant are their deeds. They established marketplaces in every city. They have good urban planning. The cities are situated around marketplaces. We could get our eggs and our milk and our dates and our pomegranates. Amazing. And they have waterways over marketplace, they have bridges over waterways. And not only that, but they established bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi Shasak. Upon hearing Rabbi Yehuda, who praised the Romans, Rabbi Yossi was quiet. Na'ana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the Amar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes on and he says, what? You think the Romans are so wonderful? Kama shetiknu, lo tiknu, elo torach atzman. No, they're not so wonderful. Everything that they prepared that you're praising them for, they didn't do it to benefit us, the residents of Judea. They only planned these things for their own benefit. Tiknu shavakim, they establish marketplaces. Lahoshu ben zonos. You think they want us to have pomegranates and dates and olives and figs and wheat and barley? And that's why they have shavakim? No, they establish shavakim so they could be a place for prostitutes. Merchatzos, they established bathhouses. La'adein bahametzman, they established bathhouses in order to beautify their own bodies. Gisharim, bridges. Lital mehen mechas. They only build bridges, you want to know what this means, in order to collect tolls. Mamesh, collect tolls. It wasn't so different. 2,000 years ago, when the Romans were ruling over, you couldn't cross the bridge without paying a toll. That's how the article translates it. And they build bridges in order to collect tolls from those who cross the bridges. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, besides how beautiful Torah is, we began in Devar, we went to the Meshech Chachma with the footnotes, and now we're in the Gemara Shabbos. It's really not normal that I open this Gemara because of the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his wife, and that this is the Maisa immediately preceding. Because this is an unbelievable dugma of exactly what the Meshech Chachma is speaking about. Nobody should leave your camp in a time when the enemy comes upon you. The Romans were the enemies. Do we want the Romans ruling the land? No, we want Malchus Beis David ruling the land. We want Shalom for Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We don't want the enemy in our land. What happens? Rabbi Yossi hears where Rabbi Yehuda compliments the Romans. Rabbi Yossi's quiet. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai insulted the Romans. He spoke up. He defended Am Yisrael. He said, do you think that these conquerors are so wonderful? No. You know why there are shvakin in every city? Because they want zonos. You know why there are bathhouses? So you think they're trying to benefit you? So you could wash yourself before the mikvah? No, they want to beautify their own bodies. You know why there are bridges? Because they want you to pay taxes. They want to collect tolls. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim. Look at the Gemara. This Sipir Divrehem. Yehuda ben Gerim went. He was there. Remember, the Gemara says that there's this group of colleagues sitting. Rabbi Yehuda is the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yossi is quiet. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai speaks up against the Romans. But who was sitting and listening? Yehuda ben Gerim. After this exchange, Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper divrehem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, no, I don't know why I keep saying Rabbi. Yehuda ben Gerim leaves this camp and he tells the words. He repeats what he hears. V'nishmu l'malchus. It is heard by the Roman government. So the article footnote says, Yehuda ben Gerim went, he witnessed the exchange between these Tanaim, and he recounted their words to some of his associates. The Sipur Divrehim. What did the Pasuk tell us in Devarim? To turn back. Ki teitze machana olevecha v'nishmarta mikol davara. And the Meshech Chachma says, when your camp goes out against the enemy, when you're in the middle of fighting a war, you have to guard yourself. Shmiras dibur. Don't go tell the enemy what's happening in the Jewish camp. Yehuda ben Gerim went with Sipir Divrehem. He told the words, Vinishmu Lamachos, on the Romans heard. How did it come to be the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? I never knew this. Do you understand? I never knew this. How did it come to be that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is wanted by the Romans for learning Torah? And that's why he has to hide in a cave for 13 years. It's because Yehuda ben Gerim went and recounted the exchange between the Tanaim. He did exactly what the Torah says you should not do. V'nishmartam mikol davara. Plug your ears. V'yesed tial aznech. Put your earlobes in. Put your spokes in. Cover up your tzeisecha. Do not let the enemy know what's happening. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim is sipur d'ram. And that's why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai used to go hide in a cave. Because Yehuda ben Gerim went and he told. And the people he told, and the people they told, and the people they told, until it came back to the Roman government. Article footnote, listen to the article footnote. Could you imagine, I was like blown away when I was preparing this for the fourth time. I didn't think about time one, two, three. Fourth time, I think, oh, you know, this relates to Shabbos, so I'm at Gimel Beis. Let me go pick up the Gemara. I go earlier to the Gemara, I can't believe what it's talking about. No, I mamish can't believe it. You could see it. I have to stop saying it, but I'm like stunned. Okay, article footnote says, Yehuda ben Gerim told his students about the discussion, or he told his parents. The Maisa, he told somebody what he heard. His intent was not malicious. However, and he certainly did not directly inform the Romans of the conversation. Nevertheless, word of the exchange eventually reached the ears of the authorities as the Gemara proceeds to recount. Listen to the footnote, it gets even better. Nevertheless, despite innocent intentions, his words indeed constituted Lashon Hara, slanderous speech. See Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, 2:2-5. He spoke Lashon Hara. His intentions were pure. Chaim Shmulevitz, Nesichus Musar, when he's talking about Chana and Penina, says Penina's intentions were pure. The Gemara says, "Pnina niskavel eskim shemayim." But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says that if you put your hand in fire, this is the mashal he gives. If you put your hand in the fire, your intentions could be very pure. Example, I don't know, there's a toddler who's about to reach for the hot pot. So you want to go and you want to save them from being burned. And swiping away the hand of the toddler, your hand goes in the fire. Your intentions were very pure. Rav Chaim Shlevis doesn't give that mashal. I'm giving that mashal. He says that even if your intentions are pure, when you put your hand in fire, you're going to be burnt. He says, Penina's intentions may have been l'shem shemayim, but she goaded Chana so much, she caused her so much pain. Ultimately, fire burns. So Yehuda ben Gerim, but not a malicious intentions. Either he told some of his students, or he told his parents. He told somebody. They told someone. They posted it on another WhatsApp chat. They posted it on status. They posted it on Instagram until the Romans heard. The word of the exchange eventually reached the ears of the authorities as the Gemara proceeds to recount. Despite innocent intentions, his words constituted Lashon Hara. Masechta Shabbos 33b, 3, footnote 23, quoting the Chafetz Chaim. Is this not an exact dogma of Kisese Machanal Avachem Nishmarta Mikol Davara? When your camp goes out against the enemy, Shmir Sadibur, don't go spreading Lashon Hara. Don't go speaking so loosely. Don't be Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Davar. By the way, in this Maisa by the Gemara, not only is Yehuda ben Gerim guilty of speaking Lashon Hara, even if his intentions weren't, I can't say they were l'shem shamayim, but they were innocent. He didn't mean to. He told his parents what happened. His parents told their mechatunim. The mechatunim told their children. Their children posted it on WhatsApp. Before you know it, it's the shot that's heard around the world, and now the Romans know. Not only is Yehuda ben Gerim at fault, v'siper divrei v'nishmu l'machus, he spoke words he shouldn't have spoke. They were heard by the machus. However, Rabbi Yehuda is known as the Rosh HaMedabrim v'chol makom. Don't be so quick to speak up. Don't always be the first to initiate conversation. Should be quiet. Why did you have to compliment the Romans? Which caused Rabbi Yossi to be quiet. Which caused Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to call a spade. No pun intended with v'yesa tel asnecha. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, what? You think the Romans are such wonderful people? They only established Shavakin so they could have Zonos. They established bathhouses so they could beautify themselves. It's not because they want you to be able to take a bath with Shabbos Kodesh. And they only established bridges so that they could collect tolls. Unbelievable. And the Gemara right before this is speaking about that Askara comes from Lashon Hara. This is really mind-blowing. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'sipar devrein v'nishmu l'machos. What happens with the way of Lashon Hara? Like we know. You know, all know the famous mashal of the boy in the town. I have no idea the source. It's a very famous maisa. The boy in the town who can't control his words. So the rabbi tells him, take a pillow filled with feathers, goose down. Not like today, everything's synthetic. Manufacturing factories. It was in the Alta Haim. They plucked a goose. They put the feathers inside the pillow. So go take the pillow and shake it out in the morning. Then come back to me at night. So the boy goes and he shakes out the sack of feathers and the whole day passes. And it's the fall and it's windy. He goes back to the rabbi at night and the rabbi says, okay, now go take the same sack and collect all the feathers. Put them back in and bring them back to me. So the boy says, I can't do that. The wind came and blew them all over. I can't collect them. He said, that's exactly what happens with your words. Ansir said they cannot be collected. They're scattered in the wind. This whole Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, needs to hide from the Romans. First of all, we've established Askara comes from Lashon Hara. Secondly, Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Thirdly, Yehuda ben Gerim, who overheard this, went and reported the words. He only told his parents. It's like the feathers. You got one feather out, it goes in the wind. V'nishmu l'machos, the Romans heard. Amru, the Romans came up with a decree. Yehuda she'ila yisala. Yehuda, who was Rabbi Yehuda, who elevated like Mila, who gave Milas to the Romans, yisala. We will elevate him as well. And the art school footnote says, one of the ways the Romans elevated him was proclaiming, the Romans elevated him, and it's put in quotations in the art scroll footnote, by proclaiming he was given the honor of speaking first at every occasion. A little bit of Mida Kenega Mida. This whole Maisha happened because he spoke first at every occasion. The Romans said, we're going to honor you. You will be able to speak first at every occasion. So Yehuda She'ila, Yehuda who gave Milas to the Roman government, Yisala will be given honor. Yosi Shasak Yigalal Tzipori. Yosi was quiet. He will be exiled to Tzipori. The art school footnote points out Tzipori was a town in the Galil that later became the seat of the Sanhedrin and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But I was thinking to myself, it's very interesting that he was Megal to Tzipori. He was quiet. Because we know in Parshas Mitzora, the beginning of Perak Yud Dalet in Sefer Vayikra, one of the elements that the Mitzora has to bring as kapara for his Lashon Hara is Shtei Tziporim Chayos. He has to bring two birds. And Rashi says, it's the beginning of Perak Yud Dalet in Vayikra, why does he have to bring birds? Because he did Maisei Pit Putei Devarim, and birds are always chirping. So he should bring, as part of his kapara, something that chirps because he twittered like birds. So I thought it was very interesting that Yossi, we know shtika kohodah, silence is acquiescence. Yossi did not speak negative about the Romans, but he didn't speak positive about the Romans. He wasn't like Rabbi Yehuda spoke positive, Rosh HaMedarim. He wasn't like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spoke negative, but shtika kohodah, silence is acquiescence. So in a way, he's giving his acquiescence. He maybe agrees. We don't know exactly who he agrees with. But he is somehow involved in this dibur. He is therefore exiled to Tzipori. He doesn't make his position clear by being silent. But he's exiled to Tzipori. The root word, of course, is Tzipor. And Lashon Hara is Maisei Tziporim, Pitpute Davar. What do the Romans say? Shimon Shegina, Meguna, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who disparaged the Romans, who insulted them, the Yehareik. I know. Please, Midrash Sheker Tirchak. I never knew this Gemara. I couldn't believe it. I only went to this Gemara because he says about his wife shall be captured by the Romans and reveal our hiding place. I thought when I'm reading the Mashiach Chachma, that's a really good Gemara. I had no idea this was here. It's not normal. Why was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai sentenced to death? Look at this Maisa. Because you have a Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. This conversation between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon should never have been revealed. It was between these three Tanaim. They're speaking about the Romans. But look what happens when someone goes and reveals the words and it reaches the enemy camp. When you, Klal Yisrael, are fighting against your enemies, v'nishmar to be called davara. You have to have shmiras adibur. You have to be so careful that the word should never go back to the enemy. Don't reveal the secrets. Like the Mashiach Chachma says, their encampment by day, they are lying down positions at night. And it's not far-fetched to say, "Umizay ya'ush shelo lanich l'shum adam latzeis min amachan." I'm calling the Mashiach Chachma. Shema yasigu shonem v'yamaltu mepiv tachanusam. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, because of this incident, was sentenced to death. It was a conversation between him, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim overheard. And he told someone who told someone who told some who told the Romans. And that's why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sentenced to death. This is the part of the Gemara that I knew. Azo hu uvere to show be midrasha. Bar is Aramaic for son. Bar mitzvah is actually Aramaic. Him and his son went, and they were learning the base medrash. Kol yomahava masir luhu devesu refita v'chuza demai v'charichai. Every day, Rabbi Shimon's wife would bring them bread, a small pitcher of water. Kitei kif gizei rasa, when the decree intensified, what decree? The Romans can't fire Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They're very angry. He spoke slander, runs the Roman government. He disparaged the Roman government. He says, we want shivakin for zonos. We want bridges for tolls. We want bathhouses for ourselves. It was all true, of course. The decree intensified. And they can't find Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And they want to burn him at the stake. Amar they levrei. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says to his son, Nashin datan kala aleihem. Women, their minds are light upon them. Dilma mitzaari lea umegalia lan. Ah, maybe the Romans will capture and torture mother, and she will reveal our hiding place, which is the whole reason I went to this Gemara in the first place. I thought that that was an example of don't reveal secrets to the government. Azul to show bima'arata. So what do? That's why they have to go to the cave. So now we all know, maybe you knew before I did, I don't know. If you did, call a kavod, you had a chazara. If you didn't, you have an eye-opening revelation as to why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has to go hide in a cave with his son for 13 years. And why do the Romans want to kill him in the first place? Yes, do they like people who teach Torah? No, that's why they killed Rabbi Akiva and they arrested him. But the whole Maisa happens. The snowball effect happens. And the Gemara introduces this dibur, this piece, by telling you that Askra comes from Lashon Hara. Don't be so quick to be the Rosh HaMadabra M'chol Makom. And if you're sitting somewhere and it's a time of oppression by foreign government, it's a time of war, don't be so quick to reveal your words. One who reveals the words, the plans, one who speaks Lashon Hara, whether Yehuda ben Gerim had the best of intentions, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, his words indeed constituted Lashon Hara. And that is why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ultimately was arrested and wanted for death. No, that's Rabbi Akiva. That's ultimately why the Romans decreed upon Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that he was Chayim Misa. Bidei the Romans. When they can't find him and they intensify the decree, they say, you know what? Mother might be captured. Mother might reveal our hiding place. Therefore, we have to go hide in the cave. It's unbelievable. But Ezra Hashem, B'li Neder, next time we will continue the piece of the Mesha Chachma. But we are certainly in a time of an Eis Mechama. It is very, very clear that all of Klal Yisrael is in an Eis Mechama. While we continue to daven for our precious soldiers, Shem Yishmar Al Kulam, on the front lines, we all have to understand that in some way, in a spiritual war, we are very much also on the front lines of this battle. When Ishmar to me called Davara, it is incumbent upon each and every one of us, Shmiras HaDibur, to the best of our abilities, recognize the Yetzer Hara, recognize the threat, recognize the danger, the mortal danger that comes from every word of Lashon Hara, And we can implement in our lives understanding that in an Eis Nechama, each one of us is a spiritual soldier who must watch our words based on the Psukim, based on the Meshech Chachma, based on the Gemara. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will see immediately Yeshuas and Besuras Tovas, salvation, and Asati Shalom Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshvaha. Thank you so much to everybody. We should be zochah to share Besuras Tovas, Bekarav Mamash. Kol Tov, and thank you all.